This is a little formal for me. I'm not used to this. Good morning. How are you? Everyone good? I'll start it since it doesn't look like there's any questions. One of the things, and I mean this in the right way, you guys, a lot of you have written stuff, and my name gets in the headline in terms of the offense and the system we're using, and I have been involved in this offense for quite a while, but to me, and I really, I mean it sincerely, to me it's the Minnesota Viking offense, and we've worked hard since we got here. I spent a lot of time with Coach Zimmer in terms of what we wanted, style we wanted to have, what we want to bring in terms of giving our players a chance to have success. And then this is really a good offensive staff. And Jeff Davidson, he's obviously experienced. He's been a coordinator. He's coached at a high level. Kirby Wilson, was considered for coordinator jobs this last year and, has had great success throughout his career. George Stewart has coached as many good players as I have and had great success. So we got veteran coaches, and then we got young coaches, really good young coaches on this staff. So we started when I got here in January, and along with preparing for the draft, but we have put together a playbook that we like a lot, and we think it can help our guys, get in space, help our guys have success. We have a lot of good young players that I think, will become guys that are household names in the future because they're talented guys. And I think they have a great work ethic. I think they had a great work ethic when we got here. And I think Coach Zimmer is stressing doing the right things, working hard, being a team. The best team is going to have the best opportunity to win, and our guys are buying into that.
We can look at your track record, observe from the sidelines. How would you describe the style of offense you're looking to employ?
Well, the biggest thing in this league now, and you see so many different varieties of defense, we want to have a complete offense, and we want to be able to attack the defense's weaknesses. So if that means, being a power run team 1 week, being a spread team another week, capable, being a team that's capable of throwing the ball, if they're overplaying the run or running the ball, if they give you opportunities to run it, when they give you opportunities to run it. It's the biggest thing to me, and this is probably, if you ask our players, the thing I've talked most about is we have to be a team that plays its best in the fourth quarter in the most critical times. And, if you can run the ball when people are trying to stop the run, that's the ultimate. So we're just trying to become the most complete offense we can be. If you're going to be a complete offense, you have to play great in the situations. Third downs, red zone, 2 minute are the ones that are most critical to me.
How much do you tweak the system that you've had in the past based on what you saw in film before you really got the players on the field, and then even now that you've got a chance to work with them?
Well, there's a big part of this offense that's been the same and is sound and is always going to be the same, and there's guys who have played in this offense 30, 20, 10 years ago that would recognize it. What we've done, and I'll use a term, and I think it's really what we've tried to do with our offensive staff, is we try to do some things that we looked at people that are having success offensively and modernize this offense a little bit, update it a little bit. And we've tried to, all the coaches, we said early that we're going to get ourselves out of our comfort zone and look at some things that will give us a chance to have more success, and obviously a big part of that is finding ways for Adrian to not have to run in such crowded areas all the time. He's going to have to do that. That's part of his job. He's the best in the league at it. But if we can get him more space, we can take advantage of his great abilities.
To maybe being asked to run more routes out of the backfield?
He's got good hands. I think he's comfortable with the routes that we would ask him to run. I think he's intrigued by it. You'd have to ask him. I think he's doing really well with it. It's certainly not, the lead part of what we're doing, but we threw a screen to him yesterday, that was as nicely set up as you could ask for, and the linemen got out in front. If we can get them in space like that throughout a game, throughout the season, it would help all of us.
You've had a chance to see him on film quite a bit over the years. What personality-wise, though, has stood out about him once you had a chance to work with him and meet him?
Well, he's ultimate pro to me. He's come in here and he's understands that there's a change. I think he's taking the approach that we as coaches took. You know, you do have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit. It's new. You have to put time in. He's done all those things. Yesterday he was outstanding, and I think that's what happens. You put it in. We had the first mini camp, veteran mini camp, and then we've had the 10 days of OTAs and all the phase one, phase two, whatever you want to call it, and it showed up yesterday in our mini camp. All the guys had a comfort level that was much better, and Adrian, when he knows exactly what to do, which he's getting more comfortable with what we're doing, I mean, he's as explosive player as I've been around, as fast a player. You guys have all seen it, witnessed it firsthand on a regular basis. And sometimes you can, I think, with a player like Adrian, you can start to take it for granted, but I certainly never would because, I've been around some really, really, really good ones, and he's right up there with the best.
With any resistance at all with the changes you're implementing, because change is usually difficult, or are they accepted at all right away?
Well, I think once you get over that shock factor of it is completely different, it's a totally different system from what they've done, and not so much some of the plays, but the terminology and the way we call things, the guys have jumped all over it. And I think that the thing is the why they do it. They talk to people who've been in the system. They look at the guys who've been in the system and the success different players have had, and they realize that it gives them opportunity to have great production.
Career in a West Coast offense like Greg Jennings has, what is going to be the biggest difference for him, just either the way he's used or picking up the system?
Well, the first thing is the communication, and I think that's what got everyone. And it's a new language. And I always tell them, if you go to a foreign country, you figure out real fast, I better learn this language or I can't go, buy dinner. So they've done a great job of learning this. And as we've put the system in, we've started over the last couple of weeks using some of our code words, and that makes it much easier. But to me, that you have to learn the system before you can learn the code words. And I think it's harder for a guy like Greg than it is for Cordero, because Greg's been in the same system and it's ingrained in his mind, where some of the younger guys, they weren't in it that long.
Does he get used differently in this system, just the route concepts, than you'd see in a West Coast offense?
There's so much of this league, people take ideas from each other and they see something that works, they use it. So there's some similarities, but I do believe, the way we teach it tends to be a little different. The things we emphasize are different. And again, when I say that, it's not necessarily, that I say it's better. It's what we believe in and what I've been taught, what I've grown up with through my coaching career. So it's, I think if someone else, and it's what you believe in and you teach it, and the guys that have really bought into it and learned it and played in the system, as I said, have had great success.
Bridgewater progressed these past few weeks, and what do you want to see out of him moving forward?
It's always fun with a young player, and that it's all new to him. That they got the big eyes. Teddy's so great to be around that it's easy. He's, as Coach Zimmer said, he knows how to work. He's very instinctive. He's a very natural player. One of the things that has been the most impressive to me, I knew he'd be very accurate. I knew he'd make great decisions, quick decisions. But he has been outstanding throwing the ball deep, which some people you know, thought that was going to be an issue. So I think in the 6 or 8 weeks we've had him on the field, I think he's been put in a position where he's had to make most of the throws he would have to make, and I think he can make all the throws he needs to make.
With Mike making that transition from coordinator to head coach, you've done that certainly before. I mean, is there any challenges with that, or is there anything you can sort of assist Mike in that transition?
Well, we've talked a lot, and we've got great communication, because I think there are a lot of things similar in our backgrounds and the way we approach things, the way we've been brought up. We're kind of old school guys. You know, I worked for John Robinson, Jimmy Johnson, and Mike with Parcells and the guys he's worked with. So that's our kind of background. This part of it is the football. You know, obviously you guys and everyone else is going to be more concerned about what happens on Sundays. So that's, I think, the biggest thing from being a coordinator and then going to be the head coach is managing all the things you have to manage. And that's where I think you learn to rely on the people around you. And we've talked a lot about that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You said that you want your coaches to step out of their comfort zone as well. What's an example of Norv Turner stepping out of his comfort zone?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you get, when you've been doing this and you've had success with certain things, I think it happens to players and I think it happens to coaches, that you tend to cling to those things. And if you're paying attention, obviously football in the NFL is evolving. And I'm not saying it's changing, because you better be able to block, and you better be able to tackle, and you better be able to throw and catch, and you better be fundamentally sound. But there's some things that I think, as I said, that we looked hard at, that we can get more people involved with the offense, and we can spread the field better, and we can take advantage of some of our guys with some things we've added that we've watched other people do. So there's some things that, to be honest with you, were a little foreign to me. And when we started talking about them, looking at them, and, you know, talking to people and doing our research, I think you get a handle on what the specifics are in terms of trying to run certain things, and it's been fun. It's really been fun, and I think that's where I said our offensive staff, that we've had a lot of guys that have looked at different things and have had input, and that's the fun part of coaching this time of year.
Go back to Bridgewater. It seems like he's been doing some audibling pre-snap already.
Right, I can't hear you.
Going back to Bridgewater, it seems like he's been doing some audibling already. I mean, do you typically allow a young quarterback like that to be able to do some small stuff like that?
Well first of all, he has really benefited from having Matt and having Christian here, because those two guys know how to play. They know how to manage a huddle. They know how to manage the line of scrimmage. And one of the things we're doing is giving them multiple plays at the line of scrimmage. We are going to do some no huddle at times. We're at least practicing it right now. So, yeah, I mean, based on things you're getting, based on looks you're getting, we're trying to get to a better play, or the right play, or a good play, and then obviously stay out of a bad play. So that's part of the thing that has, I think, been a challenge for all three quarterbacks, but I think they've handled it real well. We're going to do a period today of no huddle, about three drives of eight plays each, so we'll see how much we've progressed since the last time we did it.
What have you seen from Cordero in the time you've had him, and kind of how has he come along here?
Cordero is, obviously the most obvious thing, and you see it when he returns kicks, that he's a natural runner. He's got great instincts when he gets the ball in his hand, and he makes great run decisions. He's got great vision. I think from day one to now, he's improved greatly as a route runner. He's been very serious about working as a route runner. I think George Stewart's done a great job with him. The details of running routes. He's so explosive when he comes off the ball, the way he's capable of coming off the ball. He creates problems for defensive backs. So I think he's made great strides. We have a lot of work to do when we come back and start again in July. The defense has changed. You see a lot more press, bump and run coverages when you get into training camp when you have pads on. So he's like, I think he's a good example of where our guys are. I love his talent. I think everyone on our offense, coaches, players, we have a lot of work to do. We play, we have a really demanding schedule. We play a lot of good defenses. We have a lot of work to do to get to where we want to be the type of offense we would like to have.
Fitting in with your offense,
you know, it's fun to have that big speed guy on the outside, and when we've had it, that guy's usually averaged 18-20 yards a catch. So we do tend to get more single coverage, particularly with Adrian back there. So hopefully he's had a very good offseason. Hopefully he can be that guy that, they have to respect. And if they don't, that he can make big plays.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, thank you.